Good morning on this May 16th. I hope you got outside yesterday and savored that wonderful summer day we had, and I hope you were encouraged by it. I also hope you were encouraged by the work we did in the parish study this week. And we have been using last Sunday's gospel to ponder that part of our relationship with the risen Lord, which is interior. It's the place where we come to understand that he knows us at a level deeper than our behavior, knows us at a level that includes the full complexity of our history, of our temperament, of our joys and our fears, and even that part of ourself that is beyond all those things. And knowing that I am known, I in turn desire to know him, to know the one who knows me. And that, in the end, takes the form of a longing to be with him where he is. I'm going to grow in this longing, the realization and the longing, through the work of prayer. Prayer and growth in prayer are a profound part of our life with the risen Lord. Think about that. We pray first asking for things and apologizing for things. Then we are thankful for things and we are petitioning for things, interceding for the world. And without losing any of those parts of prayer, we then come to desire. And we make our own the prayer of longing, which was also in the heart of the risen Lord. The longing to be with him, the longing to be at rest in him. And then from that, you and I derive a realization that that relationship that we have with him is about going forward to that place to share with him the ascended life he has, but that also it's a living thing now, and it becomes our source now for all of the works of our life. That our working, our playing, our loving, our resting, all begin to have the stamp of his life, so that all of those activities in turn serve our growth toward union with him, that is, growing into his likeness, having more and more joy in being with him as he is and where he is. Now, hear that gospel one more time. And this is John 14, 1 to 12. And Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. You have faith in God. Have faith also in me. In my Father's house, there are many dwelling places. If there were not, would I have told you that I am going to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back again and take you to myself, so that where I am, you also may be. And where I am going, you know the way." Thomas said to him, "Master, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way?" And Jesus said to him, "I am the way and the truth and the life. And no one comes to the Father except through me. If you know me, then you will also know my Father. And from now on, you do know him and have seen him." And Philip said to him, "Master, show us the Father, and that will be enough for us." Jesus said to him, "Have I been with you for so long a time, and still you do not know me, Philip? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, 'Show us the Father'? Do you not believe that I am in the Father and that the Father is in me? And the words I speak to you, I do not speak on my own. The Father who dwells in me is doing his works. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father is in me, or else believe because of the works themselves. Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever believes in me will do the works that I do and will do greater ones than these, because I am going to the Father." And you and I ask that in this week ahead, in which we celebrate the great mystery of the Ascension and then long for Pentecost, we may take the time to know Christ in this part of his life more and more deeply, recognizing that it is also our life. Don't lose heart. Please pray for Brother Hyacinth on retreat and for all of his classmates preparing for ordination. Pray for all who are sick, all who are fearful of their financial well-being, all who are struggling with quarantine. Pray for all these, and of course, for all those who are taking care of the sick. Thanks for listening, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.